Relatives began hearing of the massive attack in Mosul shortly after it happened yesterday. Family members of the main National Guard learned from the media that two members of that unit had been killed and that others might be wounded. But it would be hours, and for some as long as a day, before they got word about their loved ones. Maine Public Radio's Susan Sharon reports.
Under Department of Defense regulations, names of victims can't be made public until 24 hours after the spouses and parents of all the dead soldiers are informed in person by a casualty notification officer. That means friends and relatives have to wait by the television, the telephone, and the computer.
Well, it's very frustrating, very scary. It's hard to learn any information. You basically have to wait.
Dory Chadburn's stepbrother, Lieutenant Adam Cody, is a reservist with the 133rd Engineer Battalion currently stationed in Mosul. He's 31 years old, a husband and father who had just been home on leave to meet his one-month-old daughter. Dory Chadburn says the day-long wait for word on his condition seemed longer than that two-week visit.
If you don't have internet and your son or your husband can't get through on the phone, it's really hard to find out. You know, you basically have to wait. You're going to get a call if he's dead. And so, on the one hand, you're sitting there hoping that the phone doesn't ring. On the other hand, you're hoping it would ring and it'd be him. And you're afraid to call other people because of making their phone ring and what that can potentially mean to them.
Chadburn ultimately got word by driving over to her stepmother's house. Late in the afternoon, they received a two-sentence email from Cody saying he was okay. Long lines for telephones at the base prevented Cody from making a call home until 3 o'clock this morning. He told his mother he'd been eating lunch at the mess hall when there was a massive explosion. Several soldiers he was sitting with were wounded. Dory Chadburn would have liked to have known this sooner. She wonders whether the Department of Defense policy should be changed. Major Pete Rogers, Director of Public Affairs for the Maine National Guard, says there are compelling reasons for the rules.
It's absolutely critical that all of the next of kin are notified. And that's to prohibit the possibility of finding out through the media or from somebody else.
Rogers says the casualty notification officer is usually accompanied by a chaplain. It's the kind of doorstep appearance no soldier's family ever wants to receive. Officers finally paid those visits to the families of 47-year-old Sergeant Lynn Robert Poulin and 20-year-old Specialist Thomas John Dosti of the Maine National Guard. This morning, Governor Baldacci picked up the phone to call Dosti's father.
I think we all in our state are like an extended family. We want to make sure that he knows and the family knows that we're there to support them. And he was just so appreciative, but you knew in your heart how difficult and low things were, it was a very difficult phone conversation.
While the governor understands the wait is hard, he says there is no substitute for protocol and respect when a soldier dies. Baldacci says he's been to about 10 Maine soldiers' funerals so far, and now he has two more services to attend. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon in Portland, Maine.